following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The 30 Spring Tulip Bouquet, a full, vibrant bouquet of 30 tulips reflecting the colors of spring, brightens up any room. And it's perfect timing to order this beautiful, multicolored tulip bouquet for somebody you care about today. Because 1-800-Flowers.com is giving my listeners a special offer only for a limited time. Order the 30 Spring Tulip Bouquet for only $30. That's $15 off the regular price. As always, it comes with a 1-800-Flowers.com 100% smile guarantee. To get this $30 for $30 offer on spring tulips, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic upper right corner, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Spring is finally here. Couldn't be any sooner.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And the Doug and Daddy Show. What was that? Oh, it's crazy. Just crazy. It's crazy stuff here on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us here on today's program. We are packed. Our Looper Link will start the show off with Chad Lydiot. They've got some items. Their season's underway. They've got some things going on as well out at Awori. We're going to be talking with him. Also, RFA Week continues. The headline, the main event, Houston Alexander, Gilbert Ivel. Gilbert Ivel joins us in studio this half hour. And we'll have some more information on RFA and find out. This man has been doing it since, I mean, his MMA career since 97, since he was 21 years old. And he has nearly 50 fights in his career. And he is still going at it. And he is the main event with Houston Alexander. He was here at RFA 1, got a win. He is now back for RFA 2 Friday night. The amateur fights begin at 5. The pro fights begin at 7. The weigh-ins are set for tomorrow. We'll talk more about that. Also, the head baseball coach at Northwestern University, Paul Stevens, will join us to start the second half hour. They have not got off to the greatest start, although they have got to travel to Florida a couple of times. So he will join us as Nebraska gets their first Big Ten road trip of the season. And that is coming up this weekend. Nebraska baseball, a winner last night. And they picked up the win over K-State by a score of 6-3. 6-3, the Huskers a winner last night. And you can hear the baseball Saturday and Sunday on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Well, now we have just been informed maybe that's not going to happen. Northwestern may have to go tomorrow. I love the way things work on the Doug and Daddy Show, but that's the way it goes. So we will have him tomorrow on the show. So that opens it up, I guess, a little bit more on the program today. But tomorrow, not only will Paul Stevens join us, former Maryland basketball coach Gary Williams, now a part of the Big Ten Network, is going to join us on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk about Ohio State in the Final Four, and we'll talk about how the Big Ten was the toughest conference this year. But I also want to get his thoughts on not just Nebraska's hire, but how difficult it is to get things going with a Nebraska program. So we'll try that, folks, and that's coming up tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gary Williams will join us here on ESPN Radio. That's tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. So then Friday, we go back to Cunningham's as we get into the Final Four. The women's Final Four is set. All the number one seeds make it. And that's been kind of the bash on the women's game for a long time. There just isn't the excitement that there is in the men's game. You had two Cinderella teams make the Sweet 16, one of them being Kansas. But isn't it boring when all the number one seeds make it to the tournament? Make it to the Final Four? Is it boring or is it great? Those are the teams that are supposed to make it. So last night, Connecticut beat Kentucky, and I kind of thought maybe the Connecticut run would take a break for a little while. Not the case, and then Notre Dame just crushed Maryland. I'm going to tell you what, Notre Dame, and it looks like it should be a Baylor-Notre Dame matchup. Notre Dame looks pretty good. I think if somebody can beat Baylor, it might be Notre Dame. So there you go. The Major League Baseball season, as you heard Colin Cowherd talking about, is just underway. A 3-1 victory in 11 innings for the Seattle Mariners over the Oakland Athletics. It's time now for our Local Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by our friends at Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. No more downtime. They've got on-the-farm tire service at Garrett Tire. And we are joined this week to talk. It is golfing weather, and it's been golfing weather more and earlier than usual in the state of Nebraska. And Chad Lydia, UNK men's golf coach, out at Awori Dunes, where they've got a lot going on today. Just got done with some golf the last couple of days. Chad joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Chad.
Morning, Doug. Daddy, how you guys doing?
Well, we're great to have you on. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you having you on. Oh, yeah, did I mention Daddy was out today? Did anybody notice? I don't know. I don't know.
He's got to be golfing somewhere.
Well, it might be at a pasture. I don't know. He could be out there. But, hey, Chad, you guys have a Awori. You had the bays out there now where you can get the golf team out and at least they can hit some golf balls and kind of see where they're going and see the flight instead of hitting them into a screen or hitting them into a net, as anybody in Nebraska's had to do all of their life. And now you got some good weather to go on top of that. So is this team far, far, far ahead of where you would be the last 10 years, or does it matter? Is the kids always still hitting golf balls?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we've exceeded our expectations for this year by a lot. Yesterday was our third victory out of five tournaments. So I don't know how far back the history goes, but I know in Coach Beechner's career and my short career here, we've never done that. So the Bays have been a tremendous help in improving the kids' games during the wintertime. And not to mention just in the short time we've had the facility open, that the recruiting process has gone a lot easier. It's a lot easier to get kids, not just in Nebraska, but from Kansas and Colorado and Iowa and South Dakota. I mean, they're coming here and seeing our facility and see that it's the best in the Midwest. So we're pretty fortunate.
Let the fans know, Chad, where have you gone? How's the competition been so far?
Well, we just started in Beatrice. Southeast Community College hosted an event there, and we won that. We beat UNO three times this year that we faced them. We're playing a little bit of
Okay, go ahead.
That's okay, isn't it? Yeah.
Damn UNO. So,
we're playing a little bit of a mixed schedule this spring. We're still in the RMAC, obviously, so we got the RMAC Championships coming up into April down in Phoenix. But we're going to play an MIAA tournament down in Topeka here in a couple weeks. So, and we're also playing Wayne State's tournament, which has a few Northern Sun schools and a couple MIAA schools. So, we're really ready to switch to the MIAA because the conference is just like a lot of sports. It's deeper, it's more competitive, and we're really excited to join. But we're more excited about our facilities and our teams and the improvements we've been making in that regard as well.
Chad Lydia, UNK men's golf coach, joins us this morning for our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kind of expand on that, because that was my next question, Chad. We've asked all the coaches throughout the year what the difference in competition level is and regions and all that when we're switching from the RMAC to the MIAA. So competition-wise, region-wise, how does that change things for the golf team?
Well, all the changes, in my opinion, are for the better. I mean, clearly our travel is going to be a lot easier. We'll play a lot more in Kansas City, that thing, the Kansas City area. versus going over to the front range and beyond in the RMAC. But it's also, it's more competitive. Top to bottom, the MIAA is a lot deeper. So we're excited about that. I mean, right now where we sit in, you know, the middle of the pack in the RMAC, and we'll be in the middle of the pack at the MIAA, but I'll promise you this. I mean, in 2 years with the recruiting class that we got coming in for next year on both the men's and the women's side, it's outstanding.
Has it helped recruiting, Chad? I mean, has this cell made it? This made a cell for the kids?
It really does. And I truly think that we can compete with not only the top Division II schools around, but also I think we can make a run at some national prominence. I mean, Wes Burnt, who's heading up helping me on the men's side, has done an unbelievable job recruiting, and we got far and away the best class we've ever had. And you know, his goal is to be ranked in the top 25 next year, and that, you know, I think that goal is easily attainable. Kristen Cush on the women's side has done a great job recruiting on the women's side. We got four great girls coming in, so automatically we'll be toward the top tier of the MIAA and hopefully compete nationally.
Another couple minutes here with Chad Lydiot of the UNK men's golf team. Chad, what about the kids we got going this year? There's always that local flavor, and Chris Kelzer is a kid from Wood River that I know a lot of people have followed him. Logan Allman out of Grand Island, and Jordan Arnsdorf out of North Platte, just because he competed against kids from this area and played in junior tournaments in this area when they were growing up. How are those guys doing, and who's leading your team this year?
Well, that's a great question, and it's awesome that we're getting the Nebraska kids. I mean, because that's our first look. We want to get the local kids. And then, you know, I think what the Golf Academy has done for those kids is they've all gotten so much better. And, the work that they put in the wintertime, I mean, Logan's been a great player for us in the short term we've had him. Jordan's been a great player. Chris Kelzer, who won yesterday, he redshirted last year in hopes to, just improve his position on the team. Now he's got 2 seconds and a first. Those kids have really exceeded our expectation, but it also proves that the year-round facility that we have, we can get better in the winter. You know, that's the time where most kids are trying to shake off the rust in the beginning of the spring. We're actually getting better in the winter, and that just speaks volumes.
We're talking here with Chad Lydiot. Chad, you've led me into a couple questions here. No problem about what the golf team has to do now. Owari Dunes is there. They've got a practice facility. You're getting the Golf Academy. You've got the Golf Academy. You're continuing to grow. And you've got some things going on out there today, as a matter of fact. What's going on?
Yeah, we have an open house out here at Owari Dunes. We just finished our clubhouse about a month ago. And, in fact, as we speak, we're just kind of planting some flowers in front and doing all that, getting ready for tonight. But yeah, we have an open house from 4 to 7, and anybody's welcome to come out and tour the clubhouse and get a look at some of the views that we have off the back porch looking down 18 fairway. And it's exciting. It's exciting for UNK and for the community to, you know, to have a world-class golf course, and to be able to couple that and call that the home of the Lopers is, to me, is just huge. And I'm just, you know, lucky to be a part of it, really.
Well, Chad, anything else the folks need to know today, or we will let you get on your way, because I know it's busy out there.
Yeah, you can check out the Loper website. We had a UNK golf camp last summer, and we're going to do 3 this summer.
Cool.
So you can either email me at chad@owaridunes.com or get on the Loper website to check out the dates for those.
All right, sounds good, Chad. Keep in touch, and good luck with the rest of the season. We'll talk to you again soon.
You bet, Doug. Thanks for your time.
You bet. UNK men's golf coach Chad Lydiot out of Owari Dunes. The men's golf team has gotten off to a good start. And I guess when you get some actual real practice, you can hit the plastic wiffle ball and you can hit them into a net. But sometimes you get into bad habits doing that as well. And it sounds like they're off to a real good start. Baseball team, they are home this weekend. Softball team, they're at UNO today. And then they continue on the road this weekend. They're in the middle of a 14-game road swing. The volleyball team is home this weekend as well. Their first spring matches, they've got the Loper Classic, Legends Classic. There are a lot of alumni teams coming in, but there's also Hastings College, there's Fort Hays State, and a number of community colleges that are coming in. It starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday. at UNK. There is a lot going on this weekend, so check it out, and you can always find out more at Lopers.com. And that is our Loper link for today, brought to you by Garrett Tire, Trend, and Appliance. Check out all the details online at GarrettTire.net, and by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. Up next on the Doug and Daddy Show, a man that could make a golf ball disintegrate just by looking at it. Yes, that's right. RFA week continues. Gilbert Ivel and many special guests coming into the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back on ESPN Radio.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Colin.
Staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites for Business is a real game changer.
Well, their HD TVs with the latest plug-and-play technology is a definite game changer.
I love anything with the word play in it.
Let you hook up your tablet to their HD TVs.
Gives you the big picture.
And sometimes you need a dongle to hook it up.
A dongle?
A dongle. It's like an adapter cord.
Seriously, you're messing with me, right?
Look it up.
Well, maybe I will.
La Quinta takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
Make sure you book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio. It's the beginning of a new era in St. Louis as the Cardinals start the defense of their title on opening night.
Greg Scott home, and the Cardinals are World Series champions.
It begins in Miami against Jose Reyes and the Marlins.
Jose Reyes.
Cardinals, Marlins open the Major League Baseball season Wednesday, April 4th on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies develop through the day today with highs around 79. Southeast winds also develop at 5 to 15. Tonight there's a spotty chance for a shower storm developing with a low at 53. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. RFA Week continues here, and we're going to talk with some of the featured folks that keep rolling into Kearney. They're keeping the guys at the Event Center real busy as the gang at TNL, because it is that time to get in the field. And if you're going to take all that time to plant your crop and to try and make some money, why screw it up with an inferior pivot, folks? TNL Irrigation takes care of you with their hydrostatically powered design. It's safe and proven and eliminates the hassles of daily in-the-field work. Lasting value, decades of dependability. They're easier on you and use proven technology that works. So call your TNL dealer today, or you can go online, TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. Every state in the nation, 60 countries throughout the world. They've been building it bigger and better since the 1950s, headquartered in Hastings, Nebraska. There they are at TNL Irrigation. Well, it's time to get back into RFA, and RFA 2 is this Friday night at the Viero Event Center, and we've been talking with folks all week long, and last week we had Houston Alexander on talking about how he's going to win the main event, and I just figured we better bring in Gilbert Ivel and find out that that might not be the truth. It is a 19-fight card coming up on Friday night. Not only is Gilbert here, but Justin McCulley is in. These are two of the long-lasting, from the very beginning, I guess we can say, have been in this fight game. Justin, Gilbert, thanks for coming into the Doug and Daddy Show today. Great to have you.
Well, thanks for having us. It's beautiful to be here.
Good to be here. Yeah.
Gilbert, you're back in Kearney. Evidently, something went right the first time to get you back here. What did you think about the first time, and what do you think about this second fight you've got on Friday night?
First time was a good fight, good, easy fight. Get back in action after almost a year not fighting. I think it was a year not fighting. Dropped down to 205, and I did what I have to do. I stayed calm, and I finished my opponent.
Don't you love the way he talks?
Folks, he's from
Amsterdam. Sounds good. Just
sounds
cool.
He's from Amsterdam. He's Dutch. He's just, it's awesome, and I can't wait to hear.
He's scary, huh?
I can't, well, yeah.
Daddy's worst nightmare over here, right here in your hometown. Get him out of here.
He is scary, and Justin, he's going to be doing some work for sure, dog, for the folks on television on Friday night. But you've been in the game. You're a California boy.
That's right.
You're a tough guy with some stuntman work.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what I'm hurt. Keep it flowing. Here's don't have to stop yet.
Here's what I say. I'm calling everybody tough until at least next Monday, because obviously, you know, this is all natural, but hey, there's not a whole lot of workout involved.
How
we had Wayne in yesterday and a variety of fighters over the last few days. How has this sport survived? We've asked everybody, are they amazed at how it's grown? I imagine since you guys were there from the very get.
Well, absolutely. I'll just cut you off right there and let you know that this sport has gone through all the trials and tribulations. For a while there, we're criticized by politicians on a major level. You know, a guy that was running for president a couple years ago had put the axe on us. You know, he was getting a lot of money from boxing and big lobbyists to try to shut MMA down. UFC was banned in 48 states at one time. The original owners, the guys who bought it from the Gracies, Art Davies and Bob Meyerowitz, were about to cancel the business, sell out, and just crush the whole thing. And, you know, it was deemed as a glorified tough man competition, which seemed dangerous, and they thought it could be deadly, and it's human cockfighting and all these sorts of things. But really, I mean, when it came down to it and they analyzed, you know, mixed martial arts versus boxing, people figured out mixed martial arts is safer, it's more exciting, has, you know, much more fan value as far as the knockouts can come with knees, elbows, kicks, punches. You can submit a guy, throw a guy. It's just a very much more detailed and exciting fight. So naturally it was going to survive through the fans, through the fighters, but it was really, really hard to get it to where it is politically. Thank God, you know, the Fertitta's got a hold of the UFC. They put the money behind it that they needed to put behind it, and now we have this beautiful vehicle of mixed martial arts running rampant around the world.
UFC is the king. They are the NFL. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is trying to build themselves up, or how do you view that?
I would say there's territories. You know, you have a major league, and then you have minor leagues. You know, and the minor leagues, they're not to say that the fighters are any less. They're just not on the major leagues. You know, and all of us have been there. You know, Gilbert obviously fought in the UFC, fought in Pride, fought in every major league around the world. I've fought in almost every major league around the world, and you know, that's kind of the career of a mixed martial artist right now. If you're a UFC fighter, that's great. You're on their contract, you're on their salary, you're going around with them, you're part of that. But if you're not, if you're a mixed martial artist, professional mixed martial artist, then you normally tour the circuit and you go to these smaller town shows where you have these really, really good fighters that are trying to make a name for themselves and trying to get to the big leagues and trying to get a big contract, and so that's really what it's all about. It's all about getting to these smaller leagues and proving yourself and getting to the bigger ground. But I'll tell you, the toughest fighters in the world are on these smaller leagues, and they haven't been broken down by fame. They haven't had their egos boosted so high that they lose themselves. You're talking about real, natural mixed martial artists that want to get out there and fight because they love to fight. And that's the kind of show RFA brings to Kearney, Nebraska, and that's why we're here.
And it's this Friday, as we've been telling you all month long. Justin McCulley, Gilbert Ivel are with us in studio here. Gilbert, I got to ask you, I mean, the first, if I'm checking things out, you're either 20 or 21 on your first professional fight. You had a couple kickboxing before that. You have put in a ton of fights, more than a lot of fighters have done in their lifetime or their career. You just enjoy it. Why do you keep doing this?
I don't know how many fights I have. I think I'm around 70 right now.
Something ridiculously cool.
I've been fighting around since 15 years now. And, the funny thing is, the moment somebody asks you, you want to fight, you always say yes. I want to fight, no problem. I'm going to fight him, I'm going to knock him out, it's going to be easy. And like a couple of days before the fight, you're like, why did I say that?
And there's not one fight where you don't ask yourself that. You're going to the bathroom, you're taking your morning leak or whatever it is, and you look in the mirror and go, what am I doing here? Where am I and why am I doing this? But it all makes sense right after you get your hand raised.
It's like, you know, I don't really want to fight. I hate this guy. Why don't we just get along? But then we go into the cage and we fight, and that's real life. That's real. There's nothing. There's no life that is pure. You know, you're there. You fight or you win or you lose. Okay, your cardio is good or your cardio is bad. Everybody can see if you train hard enough. Everybody can see if you're scared. Everybody can see if you want to win. There's no lying there, and for the 15 minutes, most of the time, 2-3 minutes, that's pure living. But it's kind of scary. And after that, like, the second when the fight is over, it's like, and they ask you, want to fight that guy next time? Yeah, no problem. So it is maybe addicted. It is what I do. It's my life. I fight, you know. Watch the news. People shooting each other, people killing each other. We go over there to other countries, killing people. Everybody's fighting, always. And we just do it. Two guys in the cage with a ref and with rules.
Well, speaking about all over the world, obviously you've come from Amsterdam, you live in Vegas, you've been all over the place, as Justin says. You've been to the pinnacle at UFC, you've been in a variety of different leagues. What do you want to get back to UFC? I mean, is that the goal of everybody that's going to be fighting in the RFA this Friday night?
Well, of course, let me first win my fights here in the RFA because they gave me a chance to start my second career in 205. And, of course, the UFC is the big league, and everybody wants to be there. But, you know, they kicked me out, and RFA took me in. So, at one point, I feel a little disrespectful if I say, I want to go to the UFC. You know, they take care of me here in the RFA. And of course, the next step after this, we'll see, you know. UFC is, of course, the place to be. But for now, let me win my fight Friday. And then the next
so basically what Gilbert's happening is RFA is the new show in town. It's the new sheriff in town, and we're all happy here. They're taking great care of us, and it's a beautiful place to be. It's very comfortable. We're all having fun. You know, sometimes when you're up on the big leagues, you're waiting for bookings. You're walking on eggshells. You don't really know where you're going to go. Over here, like he said, you know, it's a pure path. RFA is taking great care of us. It's a young league, somebody we can grow with, and it's a lot of fun. Everybody here is just great people to work with. They're making it fun for the fighter. They're treating us well, and that's truly what it's all about.
Yeah, and Justin, how about, I mean, are we still in kind of the wait-and-see mode for RFA? I mean, we're just, this starts at the ground, and we're just trying to see how big it can get? Is that
I wouldn't say wait and see. I'd just say watch and see, you know. Stay with us, follow us, be part of us, because it's going to be something amazing. And at the end of the day, you're going to look back and go, I was there. I was there for the first show. I was there for the second show. And you're going to be the hardcore fan everybody wants to be at the end of the day. So seriously, stick with us. We're bringing in amazing, amazing fighters. You look at Gilbert Avila. I mean, you look at his record, and he says he has upwards of 70 fights. That's ridiculous. I mean, people go into the gym, they train one or two times, and you'll understand what it really takes to have 70 professional fights. Gilbert touched on something beautiful. It is the most pure sport in the world. It's the most pure feeling. When you're in there and it's two men engaging in pure combat, you really, truly feel alive. And then after that, there's nothing that equates it. So, I mean, really, when they say only a fighter knows the feeling, only a fighter truly does know the feeling. But you come out and you get as close as you can be to the cage, and you get inside that arena and you feel the energy and you see what these fighters are doing up close and personal. And it's something you can never, ever experience just watching it through a camera or on a TV. You have to be there live.
We're talking with Justin McCulley and Gilbert Avila with the RFA 2 Friday night. Tickets at the Vero Event Center. Gilbert, as we said, nearly 70 fights. How does the body withstand 70 fights? What do you do to keep the body? I mean, I know you work out and there's things you have to do, but, man, 70 fights.
Well, I was lucky. My first 14 fights was like straight wins, and I think in total I was in the ring for maybe like, I said 20 minutes because I destroyed everybody in like 1 or 2 minutes. So my first 14 fights were good. But I was young, and the first 6 years I trained three times a day, and no rest, no vacation. So after 6 years, my body broke down a little. I cut my Achilles tendon, got a neck hernia. And after that, I took it a little more easier. Right now, I'm fighting for 15 years. I'm 35. I'm old. And yeah. Now, the funny thing is now if I sneeze, I'll be hurting for a week. And right now, train a little harder. It's more smarter. A lot of cardio, fitness. Try to check your weight of your health, what you're eating. But besides that, you know, in general, just. We are fighters, we are athletes, so we live pretty healthy. Yeah. A lot of ice baths, a lot of, how you call this stuff? I forgot the name. But a lot of painkillers, icy hot stuff. but that's the way it is. We always hurting, and that's the way we fight, that's the way we live. You know, I cannot remember the day I walked out, got out of bed, I was not hurting, and I hope it never will be that way, because you know that's the way my life is.
Gilbert Ivel, how did you? What was? Can you remember the time that hey, this is what I want to do? What got you interested? How did you get started?
Like all amazing athletes and fighters, there's always a story about it. And I went from a little city where I lived in Holland to the big city in Amsterdam, and. I started doing kickboxing. That's what I wanted. I loved that. I saw what's the name of the movie? Bloodsport.
Bloodsport, yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme went to another country and fought there, and you know, and that was my thing. Like, oh, I needed to. I wanted to. So I went from the little city to the big city, and I started training there. And after like 3 months of training, somebody got injured, and they asked me if I wanted to fight. They paid me like $250, and I went in there, destroyed the guy, got disqualification.
Yeah, disqualified, yeah.
Yeah, I was not allowed to knee him to the head, but I did, so. But after it was pretty much the end of the start of my career. The next show was in the big show in Holland. 2-3 months later, I fought in Japan in a big show. I think a year or 2 years later, I fought in Pride, and I've been fighting now in UFC, Russia, I fought Affliction, M1, and now I'm here in Kearney.
Outstanding. I didn't want to bring up that disqualification word. I didn't want to bring that up at all, because that happens in the sport. And Justin, you're not fighting this week. Are you? You still want to get back in the ring?
Yeah, you know, as he said, you know, we've been at this for, I made my professional debut in 1997, you know, so I've been at this for quite a long time now, too, 15 years, and I'm 36 years old, and I do have some left in the tank, and I do want to compete until I'm not able to. You know, once it's done. When your body says no, it's not enough, you have to stop, but I don't think I've reached that point yet. I think I've stayed pretty clean coming out of my fights. I didn't get into too many wars. Thank God I have a very good defensive game, and I wasn't damaged terribly in these fights, and I still think I got plenty to go. So, yeah, absolutely. You'll see me in RFA again for sure.
You do have another job. Some of these guys, it's training all the time, and right. This is it. You do have an interesting little side job.
Absolutely.
Tell the folks about that.
Yeah, no, I do stunts on the side, stunt work, fight choreography. I work for Norman Howell and Stunts Unlimited, and worked extensively on CSI New York and a lot of other shows helping out with their fight choreography, and it's an amazing transition. We get to use all the skills that we've learned and amassed over the 15 years traveling the world, learning martial arts, and even before that, you know, when I was a young kid studying and training, and take that and turn it into something visually cool and appealing for people to see, and it's a lot of fun. It's great.
I need some of that action.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to be calling you for moves. When I'm asking you for these moves in the gym, it's not to use them in the ring. It's to use them at work.
I want to get in over there.
That is some outstanding stuff. We got a couple of minutes left here with Gilbert Ivel, Justin McCulley with RFA2 going on Friday night at the Vieira Event Center. So before I ask Gilbert to break down his fight, give me your thoughts on the main event between him and Houston, and maybe just the fight card.
Well, since Gilbert's sitting next to me, naturally, I think he's going to win. No, honestly, I think both these guys are amazing fighters. They both bring tremendous amount of danger to each other, to the table. They're both explosive knockout artists. They have power in their hands. But Gilbert, I think with the feet, the knees, the elbows, the hands, and everything combined, I really, truly give him the edge and put him ahead as probably a 2-1 favorite.
What about the rest of the card? We've got everything from amateurs to a couple women's bouts to some guys that were in RFA 1 coming back. What do you think?
The card is amazing. I mean, I could sit here and name matchup over matchup, but I really don't think it's that way. Every fight has something special to be delivered and something special to be desired, and the only way you're going to enjoy that is if you're in the arena that night or tuning in online somewhere. But, you know, come down, enjoy, have a drink with the crowd, come enjoy the Vieira Arena and everybody we have there, and it's going to be great. Become part of the RFA family.
And tell the folks about SureDog in case can't get there.
SureDog. Tune in to www.suredog.com. We'll be live streaming the RFA 2 event Friday night live.
Gilbert, what do you think? You got Houston Alexander. What do you know about him? And do you have to study your opponent more? I mean, I'm always talking to football teams or basketball teams. We got to worry about ourselves. When you're fighting one-on-one, you kind of got to know a lot about the other guy, don't you? What do you think?
Until a certain point, because what you can do, you study your opponent, and you can focus on something what he does all the time, and the moment you step in the ring, he does something else. You know, so
damn Balboa did that to Creed. He went left-handed.
There's always a couple ways to think about that, because you could prepare for a guy and wait for him and expect him to do all these things. And like he said, if he never does them, then your whole game plan is thrown out the window. A lot of us, I think, you know, in years' experience, we've tailored our game plan to our opponent, and we've probably not like the result or the outcome at one point or time. And I think if you stay true to yourself and you go out there and think about what you're going to do to that guy and concentrate on your strengths and not his strengths, then you're in a better position mentally.
I guess I don't want to use the word doubt. What do you do the whole day Friday? You're the last card. When do you kind of get into that fight mode on Friday?
I'm already in fight mode. And the last fight is 1 point awesome, other point sucks because you gotta wait. for the whole evening. But yeah, this is what I do. I'm a fighter. Just, you know, doesn't matter if I fight right now, if in an hour or tomorrow. This is what I do. And I'm coming back on what I'm gonna do with the. Houston Alexander. Houston Alexander is a good, strong fighter. He's a tough guy. He got some wars. He got some, you know how to punch, but he's better.
Takes a real man to be a main event fighter, by the way, too. I mean, like he was saying, to sit there all night and to sit in the back and to watch these guys coming back bruised and battered and sometimes broken, and, you know, to see a guy walking by with his nose on the other side of his face or his eye gashed open, and knowing that you're going out there next, you know, is a tough task. But
hey, Mark, come on, are we going there? I don't know nobody go put my nose over here. Give me a look. Come on, what are you talking about?
That only happens to the guys that don't know what they're doing. Gilbert, you touched on it, and we didn't really expand on it. You did drop down to the 205. How much more comfortable are you?
Oh, good, man. Look at me. Look at me. I got abs. Oh. Look at me. Man, I'm feel fast. No, 205, awesome. I used to, when I was younger, of course, be 205 all the time. I had to fight the big guys, and I put on a little bit more weight. But I'm 205, and it's good. I feel fast. I feel good, strong, and it's awesome. Good weight class for me. Perfect.
Folks, you want to come out and meet some of the gang. It's tomorrow night at Fanatics. Their meet and greet starts at 5:30. It'll last about 90 minutes, 2 hours tomorrow night at Fanatics. The weigh-in is tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the event center. If you get a chance, you can come out and watch that as well. It's open to the public. And then the fights are Friday night, 5 o'clock for the amateurs, 7 o'clock for the professionals. Justin, the way we wrap it up kind of with everybody so far is, I can't believe anybody, they're either going or they're not, but if they're still teetering here, there has been events in the area that just aren't even close to what this last event was in December and this event is tonight. Give us one more sales pitch about you're just not going to see anything like this between Chicago and Denver.
Well, you know, I mean, it's true. You could be in any major city, and this is the show to be at. I mean, really, honestly, if you look at the card and you look at the talent on the card, they're here in your town, and you don't go out and see them, it's bad on you. You know what I mean? That's disrespect. That's disrespect to yourself. You're ruining your own good time on Friday night. If there's a better place to be in town on Friday night, I'll give you $1,000 right now. Swear to God. $1,000. You prove it to me that there's a better place to be, I'll give you $1,000 out of my pocket right now. I'll tell you, the RFA family brought
another show to your town, Kearney, Nebraska, at the Viero Event Center Friday night. We're going to put Houston Alexander up against Gilbert Evell. Those are two of the toughest men ever to walk the face of this planet, right here in your town. And if you don't go and watch that, I don't know. You must not know what a good time is.
Well, yeah, have fun finishing your knitting.
You know what I mean?
Todd, Sean, anything else we need to touch on? The whole crew's here. Well, guys, we'll let you get moving on. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you Friday. Thanks so much for coming into the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN. Thanks, guys.
It's been great. Thank you.
This is great stuff. Gilbert Ivel, Justin McCulley, thanks so much for coming in. And don't forget, folks, it's going on Friday night. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Two locations, Kearney, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We'll take a break. Be back with more right after this.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be. Lincoln Financial presents the Chief Life Officer Business Update. After 18 years with Ramirez Industries, Mike Ramirez will be leaving and relocating to a university this fall.
His father and Chief Life Officer had this to say.
Study hard, son.
This Chief Life Officer Business Update is brought to you by Lincoln Financial. We protect your family and help secure your future. Take charge at LincolnFinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and New York. Lincoln Life and Annuity Company of New York, Syracuse, New York.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies develop through the day today with highs around 79. Southeast winds also develop at 5 to 15. Tonight, there's a spotty chance for a shower storm developing with a low at 53. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 66.
You ever go to work and everybody else had the day off? Good Lord. Oh, hello. We're back. Hi. What's going on? Doug and Daddy's show. As we said at the start of the show, Paul Stevens, Northwestern baseball coach, had to move his interview to tomorrow, so we will have him tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy show. Gary Williams, former coach at Maryland, and now with the Big Ten Network, is going to join us on tomorrow's show as well. And more RFA Week as we continue on. Great stuff. Folks, go to our ESPN Rewards Zone, and part of the Rewards Club is picking up tickets to the RFA match. It takes very little points. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com, sign up to be in the fan club. The beauty of this is we're not badgering you. All we're doing and trying to help you, the listener, is giving you things. That's what we're doing. We're giving you things. You get great deals to RFA. You get great deals to Storm Hockey. You get great deals at businesses around the area. You can collect points and pick up free items like RFA tickets, like Cunningham's Food, like Hy-Vee Pizza, like Bridgestone Golf Balls. They're all there for you. We've got different things all the time. You get 500 points for signing up if you sign up for the Mobile Rewards Club, which we used at Cunningham's throughout the NCAA tournament for cheaper beverages and food. It's just, if you're not doing it, you don't like saving money. Folks, you can also take, of course, the great ESPNSuperStation.com poll. Which RFA2 fight are you most looking forward to seeing today? We've got five choices up there, including the Houston Alexander, Gilbert Ivel, and Dakota Cochran, Cliff Wright fights, Tim Elliott, Josh Rave on there, and many more. Yesterday, our poll question was, how far will Tim Miles lead Nebraska into the postseason? 46% of you say they'll make the NCAA tournament. 31% say they'll never make the postseason. And 23% believes Tim Miles will lead Nebraska to their first NCAA tournament victory. So that was yesterday's poll. Today's poll, which fight at RFA2 are you most looking forward to seeing? Oh, and as we said, folks, don't forget we're at Cunningham's on Friday. You don't have to wait till Friday. It's been fun watching basketball, whether it's the NCAA men or women. The Masters is coming up. Major League Baseball started this morning. Maybe you want to watch a little bit of exhibition baseball. Frozen Four will be next weekend. Whatever it is, you can get there and enjoy the sports. And now you can enjoy lunch, too. Whether you want just a little something like a salad or some journal bites, maybe you want pizza, burgers, gourmet sandwich, a French dip, it's all there. And if you just want to have a little after-work beverage, don't forget, enjoy their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Big-ass spare specials, only $2.75, along with all the wells for $1.50, and a large selection of small craft and micro brews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. And now with the great weather, the courtyard is open. There's entertainment at the courtyard. There's entertainment in Cunningham's every weekend and in the courtyard Tuesday through Saturday most of the summer. And it's March. It's March. Are you kidding me? So whether it's for lunch, a little happy hour with your friends, or to enjoy some entertainment after work. Cunningham's Journal and the Loft, the place to be, located on 23rd Street on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. Big Daddy out today. He will be back tomorrow on the program. At least that's what he's told us. A couple of other sports things to move into here before we head to our next break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We do have the finals of the NIT tomorrow. Minnesota and Stanford will be playing in the men's final. Minnesota beat Washington 68-67 in overtime. Stanford beat UMass 74-64. Been pretty quiet on the email front today, folks. All you have to do is fire one off. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. Looks like the Big Ten Network will stream Nebraska's spring football game live at 1 o'clock Saturday, April 14th on both BDN2Go and the Big Ten Digital Network. They'll also have highlights and analysis from the Big Ten spring games that Saturday night at 8:30 with Dave Revson, Gary DiNardo, and Howard Griffith. The Nebraska game will air on BTN at 9:30 Saturday night. Of course, Kevin Kugler will be doing the call of that with Will Shields. So they're not going to air it live. They are streaming it live, and then they will replay it that night if you want to check the spring game when you get home from the spring game on April the 14th. And the Huskers will be back on the practice field today. Former Husker Zach Bowman signs a one-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings, who had one of the worst secondaries in the National Football League last year. So Zach Bowman is now a one-year contract with the Vikings. Also, the Hastings College football team gets their spring practice underway today. UNK and the Huskers have been going at it. In fact, had some in before spring break, and now Hastings gets going, and they'll be going all the way through the end of April the 29th. They have the end of their spring workout. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back with more in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Your Midway Auto dealerships are there for you on South 2nd Avenue, and they will take care of you. Maybe you don't need a new or pre-owned vehicle right now. You just need an oil change or some work done on the vehicle you have now. Whether you got it from Midway or not, they're going to take care of you, show you why they are number one, not only in central Nebraska, but in the Midwest at taking care of their customers. They do it with the express lane, in and out, less than 30 minutes. You don't even need an appointment. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. No hassle, folks. That's what they want for you. No hassle. ThinkMidway.com. You can check out the latest inventory. Check them out on Facebook, just like Doug and Daddy, but they will give you, obviously, some great deals. They give away things all the time on their Facebook page just to make it a little bit easier on your pocketbook. Experience the Midway hassle-free advantage. ThinkMidway.com. Back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. restore shine and prevent cracking with Meguiar's Hot Shine Tire Spray on sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts for $4.99. Meguiar's Hot Shine's high-gloss formula lasts for weeks and gives your tires a dark, wet look. Pick up Meguiar's Hot Shine Tire Spray today for $4.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Are you ready for the madness?
52-49, Georgetown with the ball front court. Right top of the arc, lob it over to Freeman. Another three ball, right wing, good! We got a three ball fest going on here with under 8 minutes to go in the game.
The 2011 NCAA tournament is on, Westwood One. Listen to all the excitement of March Madness right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
It's run for the money and two for the show. In the 2012 horse race season, the Fodder Park Scratch Report is brought to you by Overmiller Seamless Sun and the Daily Double by Chuck Winkler at Woods Brothers Real Estate. Every race day on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Track announcer Steve Anderson brings you information straight from the track.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies develop through the day today with highs around 79. Southeast winds also develop at 5 to 15. Tonight there's a spotty chance for a shower storm developing with a low at 53. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 66.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're back with us. Jabba Chamberlain, Brian Cashman of the Yankees. They hope he can pitch again this year, but not sure. After dislocating his right ankle and being in a cast for 6 weeks, he spoke yesterday to the New York media. Said he didn't break any bones and has been free of infection, just saying it was a bloody injury, and said it was never a life-threatening situation when he was hurt last Thursday playing with his 5-year-old son at a Tampa area recreation spot. And he says he just was trying to enjoy the time with his son, saying, "I'll never question being a father. The game is very important to me, but my son is my pride and joy. Never question being a father." He goes, "I'm never going to look at anything I do with my son as reckless. Obviously, I'm not going to skydive with my son, but when it comes along those lines, you can look at anything, throwing him around in the pool. There's a certain element of accidents in everyday life." Chamberlain was in camp this spring, working his way back from elbow ligament replacement surgery last year. He was expected to be back in June or July before his accident. And he says, "You know what? I'm going to keep my spirits up." So there you go. Jabba Chamberlain. Hastings College softball team split their doubleheader with Nebraska Wesleyan today. As we mentioned earlier, UNK plays at UNO today. The Nebraska softball team is hosting South Dakota State. Well, there's a new award for college football. I can't believe this hadn't already been thought of. So Johnny Rogers, he's going to beat Tim Brown to the punch.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore him loose from their shoe.
I know, again, one of these days when it's a little slow guest-wise, we've got to get this out there. But still, folks, if you are a Nebraska football fan that's older than 20 years of age, isn't that? And even if you're, I mean, if you're 20, you would have had to seen it on a highlight film. But that is still, when you think Nebraska football, the first image that pops into your mind, isn't it? Johnny Rogers' touchdown run against Oklahoma in the game of the century. Well, now the Johnny the Jet Rogers National College Football Return Specialist Award will be handed out. It was unveiled yesterday in Omaha. The inaugural winner from last year will be announced later this week, and the banquet will be next month in Omaha. It will fall among a host of other awards created in recent years, like the Outland Lombardi, and it will have to be in existence for 5 years before it's recognized by the National College Football Awards Association, and then maybe they'll hand that out in Florida with Fowler and Herb Street and the gang in December. But Rodgers has narrowed it down to four finalists: Joe Adams of Arkansas, Dustin Harris of Texas A&M, T.J. Thorpe of North Carolina, and Teron the Honey Badger Matthew of LSU. In the future, Roger plans to formally tabulate votes from a national panel, but thought it was important to get this award out. I'm sure there was a couple of other great, like I said, Tim Brown, you know, Desmond Howard, whoever you want to pick out there. Maybe there was some rumblings about starting it, and Johnny the Jet Rogers says, I think we'll get to this first. So they will do a lot of things with that. There's some good articles on that, especially in the Omaha World Herald today from Rich Kipas, so check that out. Johnny the Jet Rogers. Man, that was just, that's good stuff, people. That is good stuff. And if you want good stuff, folks, you can stop by any time at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island or Kearney, whether you're going to Fodder Park or you're going to RFA. It doesn't matter. Before, after, check it out. Catch a little something to eat, catch a little something to drink, or just relax in the air conditioning and watch some great sports, play some Keno, whatever it is you like to do. They're open 7 days a week to take care of you because you're hungry. 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney, and this is Wednesday. That means Big Burger Night every Wednesday night. $5 for any cheeseburger off the menu. It's not something they make up and then throw at you and say, here's a $5 burger. No! It's the same thing you had Saturday for lunch. You want that Totally Jack burger again Wednesday night? $5 with fries, 7-ounce ground chuck and fries, cheeseburger, Totally Jack burger, mushroom burger, bacon burger. It's all there for you every Wednesday night, 5 to 10, at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, where there's always something going on. I think we have covered it all for today, folks. And so, you know what? Tonight is a rare night without real big-time basketball. But Jeff does remind me. Is it the CBI, the CTI? What the hell's going on tonight? It's Washington State and who? Pitt?
Yeah, well, that would be the CBI. But the CIT also gets over tonight between Mercer and Utah State.
Throw out the records!
Utah State, a slight favorite in that one.
Oh, gotta love Utah State. See, there was one of those teams that always seemed to sneak into the NCAA tournament at 30-3 and then get seeded 14th and had to play somebody that was just good enough to beat them. But those games are going on tonight. But tomorrow night, we've got the NIT final. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it's the men's and women's Final Four and championship games. We want to thank Gilbert Ivel and Justin McCauley and the whole gang with RFA for being in studio again today as RFA week continues. Also to Chad Lydiot, men's golf coach at UNK with our Loper Link. Tomorrow, Paul Stevens, Northwestern baseball coach. Gary Williams, former Maryland basketball coach with the Big Ten Network, and Big Daddy, all back tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.